Well, anyone who's been forced to flee a bushfire knows that perhaps the worst moment comes when you return home to discover what, if anything, remains. That's what many people in Colorado Springs are doing now, with 346 homes destroyed. James West is an Australian journalist. He's in Colorado Springs. James, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Fran, great to be here. Thanks.
James, you arrived there in Colorado Springs overnight. Can you describe what you found?
Well, what I'm looking at right now is storm clouds mingling with smoke over a dramatic ridge, the Rocky Mountains here. Just over that ridge is a fire that is now 70% contained. Firefighters are very happy with that result, given the fact that wind and the dryness here have combined into it to make it a completely dramatic fire. As you said, over 300 houses destroyed and the worst fire in Colorado history. They're happy with 70%, but there are still firefighters out over that ridge and helicopters dumping water there. And, you know, what we found are people mopping up, really, I guess, taking stock in evacuation shelters, trying to work out what's next. Churches, it's a very religious part of America, churches in full swing. People mopping up, that's what we're looking at right now.
So some people have been allowed, I don't know if everyone's been allowed to return to their homes or where their homes once stood, and I know you've been following some locals as they return to their streets today. Some houses survived, others didn't. It's always the cruel lottery of a bushfire. What was that like? How did people deal with this?
Well, as we know in Australia, as we have a deep, intimate knowledge of, bushfires are scary, unpredictable things. We saw one house on a street, on an otherwise unaffected street, brutally picked out by the fire and completely razed to the ground. Other people haven't been allowed back in. There are some 3,000 people being let back into an affected area north of where I am right now. We're about to meet up with them and try to get back in, but it's a place largely still in lockdown. It's a criminal investigation right now. The FBI is part of a big task force that is being run by the U.S. Forest Service to try and identify the cause of this, whether or not it was arson. So it's a big crime scene right now, and as we know, it takes some time for those large sections to open up.
The Secretary for Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has come to Colorado Springs. What she had to say?
Well, this really surprised me, Fran, actually. It's very rare to hear a senior Obama administration official talk openly about climate change. Part of the reason why I'm here as a journalist is to connect some of these dots between what we've been seeing over the last week, record temperatures, storms in the mid-Atlantic, blackouts, that sort of thing, with the larger question of climate change and what culpability we can put in the hands of climate change for big disasters like this. So I posed that question to Janet Napolitano, and she said, yes, you know, one abnormal summer is one thing, but when you take several, one after another, then yes, a pattern does emerge, she says. And you know, that was kind of surprising for me. I hadn't heard that senior level official even talk about climate change this election season. So that raised my eyebrow quite a lot as she toured through, devastated Colorado Springs.
Mm. And what do the locals think about that? They knew they were due for a large wildfire, but this one is almost unimaginable in scale and force, as we experienced here a few years ago in Victoria, where the ferocity of it took it by surprise. What do the locals think about the connection to that?
Well, they don't think much about that. They have been expecting this for some time. I think many of them say, you know, well, we just have to deal with it. This is a force of nature. This is drought conditions. This is wind conditions. This is a freak accident. Some, however, are pointing to climate change. We spoke to a local scientist called Jim Ebersole yesterday, who took us right up into an affected area and said that, yes, there are a lot of causes behind wildfires, as we know, and as we know also, scientists are fairly unwilling to point any one disaster to climate change, but he said this is a wake-up call, particularly for the American West, and scientists are now saying more and more often that these type of wildfires are going to be more frequent and more severe, and in some cases, closer to people's homes, which you know, is a double whammy.
Okay, James, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
James West. He's an Australian journalist and producer of something called The Climate Desk, which is a website produced by The Atlantic, The Guardian and Wired magazines.